Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Hobosode for March 9th, 2017. And today's Hobosode is sponsored by Metal, or maybe it's Meadle. I don't know anymore. You know me with pronouncing things. You guys, I was going to do a full show today. I had all these plans. I was really going to do a show. And then I'm out doing errands and I get in a car wreck. I swear I got in a car wreck today. I was like driving along. Some big commercial truck like swerves into my lane and just smashes me into the side of the road. I'm okay and they're okay, but my car is a little fucked up right now. And I spent the morning calling insurance companies and fixing my car. Like, it's still drivable, but there was metal bent into the tires, so it kept making a noise when I'd drive it around. So I took a hacksaw, I sawed off a bunch of shit from my tire, and it works now. I can drive around. It's great. But luckily, the accident was not my fault, and I don't think this guy is gonna try and say that it was. And some lady behind me gave me her business card. She's like, I saw the whole thing. He didn't use his blinker. If this were a regular episode, I would post a picture of the damage on the website, but there is no picture for Hobosodes. Maybe I should fix that. I'll put it on my Instagram or something. But what I'm getting at is that I didn't have time. After all of that, I didn't have time to do a full show today. I really wanted to do 3 shows this week, but it looks like it's just going to be 2, assuming nothing crazy happens tomorrow. I plan to do a show tomorrow on Friday. Hopefully a pre-show before the XYZ show, but if I can't do that, then I'll just do some pre-recorded stuff. Or maybe a live show after the XYZ show. I don't know. All I know is that getting into a car wreck really sucks. I have a prank request here from Andy, and Andy says, I ran across this call-in radio show driving through southeast Kansas. People broadcast their phone number and the goods/services that they're looking to buy/sell. And it's basically like the what's your bid thing. It's one of those radio stations that you call into during a certain hour and they put you on the air and you tell them what you want to sell or buy and give them your phone number on the air. It seems like a really inefficient way to get rid of things, but they seem to be very popular with old people. And he sent me a list. So the list is actually just a link to their website. It's the radio station URL/community/open-line-list. And it looks like every single day they do this garage sale thing, Monday through Friday and on Saturdays. Not on Sunday, so not every day. So there's a list here from like every single day. There, like today's list, it looks like there's about 20 entries on it. And some of the entries are like, happy birthday, 43, mom loves you. And, you know, stuff like that. But then there's stuff like a dinette set, a heavy-duty brush hog, and it just has their phone number. So I was thinking it would be fun to call these as the radio station. You know, I'll call in and pretend to be with the radio station. And I don't know, that's about as far as I've thought about it. I guess I just need to think of some reason why they can't sell those things on the air. Or maybe I'll say that we heard them muttering curse words under their breath. Let's just try one here, see where it goes.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Steve Day from the radio station. I guess someone there sold some things on our station this morning?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Oh, what was it you was... Would you repeat that again? I didn't catch all of it.
Were you selling things on our station today, on our radio station?
I was selling stuff.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, about 3 items.
Yeah. It says here it's a Black Entertainment Center, and ma'am, come on. I know things are maybe different in your day, but we can't be racist like that.
Oh, but it is. The color is black.
Black. I get it. I know what you're saying, but you can't just try and sell something and be like blacks only. That's
what would I have said though? I mean, you know, because I've got some white furniture and some brown.
Okay, no, come on. Don't be like that. Come on, this is 2017.
Oh no! I said the color. I said I've got a black entertainment center.
Ma'am, you don't have to repeat it to me. That's very offensive.
Hello.
This is Steve Dave from the radio station.
Yeah.
And you called in today to sell some adult items?
No, I had a Sprint car.
Yeah, but we know that's a code word for the sexual act done by a prostitute.
No. I got a Sprint, a Chevy Sprint.
We're up
in my house.
We're up on the lingo that you youngins are using these days, and we know what a 87 Chevy really means. A Chevy Sprint.
No, I don't.
Cause
I'm not young. I'm damn near 60 years old. I got a Sprint. 87 Chevy Sprint.
Oh, sir, come on.
Four-door car.
I'm a Christian, so you don't have to talk that way to me over the phone.
Hey, wait a minute. I go to church every Sunday.
Me too.
I got a Chevy Sprint.
I go twice.
Why don't I send you a picture of it?
I don't want a picture of that on my phone. That would be...
It's a gross. Chevy Sprint.
It's a sexual act done by a prostitute on a train.
I don't know what church you go to, fella, but you don't call me on my phone and tell me this bullshit when I got the car sitting out here at my house.
Oh, the car, quote unquote. I see what you're saying. No, look, you just can't do that. Not on the radio. The FCC will shut us down.
Are you with the radio station?
Yeah, I'm calling from the radio station, and we just noticed that you were trying to trick us, and then saying
trying to trick you. You're so full of shit.
What? No.
Why don't you come to Lenapaw? I'll show you the car, show you the title, no. Show you the book. It's with it.
You're the one who's full of shit because you're trying to say it's not a sex act with a prostitute on a train, saying it's like some old car.
It's
yeah,
not.
Right.
Now, what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave from the radio station.
Steve what?
Steve Dave. And look, we're not banning you from calling in anymore. You can call in anytime you want. Just don't try to sell. Don't try to pimp out girls, okay?
Steve, is that your first name?
Steve Dave is my first
Steve
name.
Steve Dave.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, we can't do that on the radio. That's.
Well, you call me up on my phone number because they all called me a liar when I got the car out of here, sitting at my place at Lenapaw. If you had any guts, you'd come down and look at it.
Oh,
it
no.
It says right on. Sprint. Chevy Sprint.
Oh, come on, sir.
It's got three stones. Don't give me your bullshit.
I don't need to hear this kind of stuff. I have kids over in the other room. And I'm a Christian and just...
I am too, but... I wouldn't. I thought someone could get some good out of the car because I'm gonna make a tricycle out of it.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna make a tricycle out of it.
Oh,
a three-wheel motorcycle.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Out of a prostitute? I'm confused.
Oh yeah, out of a prostitute, your ass, you chicken shit.
What?
I got the car sitting out here. If you don't believe me, why don't you come to Norton, Lenapaw, and look at it?
I'm
not trying to pull no crap on nobody.
I don't think you should refer to your prostitutes as a car, because she's a person too, you know? And
what's your last name, Steve?
It's Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yep, Dave. Just like Eric.
We're going to get to the bottom of this shit, Steve.
Oh, no, there's nothing to get to the bottom of. Just don't be calling and...
Don't call me again. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, I know all about this stuff. I'm a professional radio person, damn it. They train us to keep an eye out for people like that. So the next one is a 4-speed transmission. I'm saying that with air quotes. And an electric cook stove. Oh, my God. And a bed frame pedestal style. Holy shit. What are they trying to get away with here?
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the radio station. I guess someone there tried to sell some things today on the air.
Yeah.
And, they just wanted me to call you up and let you know, you can't sell, adult items like that.
No, I didn't have anything like that on there.
Oh, it says right here, a bed frame pedestal style.
Yeah, it's a bed frame. It just sits flat on the floor.
This joke isn't working. This joke is falling flat on the floor.
Oh.
Oh, well, I tried.
Hello?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the radio station. I guess you tried to sell some things on the air today?
Oh, yeah, my dad did. I didn't.
Oh, is he around?
Yeah, he's around. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Dad? Telephone.
Wow.
Somebody at the radio station. Let's talk to you. Hello?
Hello, Dad?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the radio station.
Yeah?
And you were trying to sell that lawnmower trailer?
Yeah.
And when you called in and you gave your number and everything, you muttered some curse words on the air. And
No, I did not.
You can't do that.
I did not
mutter any cuss words on the air. What in the world's wrong with you?
It's like you said, we've got a 5x8 lawnmower trailer for $300, motherfucker, goddamn it, shit. My phone number
is not.
No, I'm quoting directly from a transcript of today's broadcast. And you said my number's...
You're going to have to play me a recording to hear that, because I did not say it. I don't talk like that. Yeah, I go to church. I'm a Christian.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, you wrote call after three, shit, fuck, goddamn, fuck, shit.
No, I did not.
I'm reading, and you said your phone number, and you said some really offensive things after your phone number. I don't want to repeat them, because I'm a Christian.
Well, I don't know where you're getting all this stuff at, but it's untrue.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I don't know. Maybe someone was just playing a joke on the phone or something. Maybe your son picked up the extension and he was saying the bad words.
Well, I couldn't nobody pick up an extension because I was on my cell phone.
Oh.
Out in the pickup in the middle of nowhere. I work on oil wells and stuff like that.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know what in the world, where you're getting all this stuff at, but it's totally untrue. It didn't come out of my mouth.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I believe you, but just make sure you don't do it next.
You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but I'm telling you the God's honest truth.
Oh, hey, don't take the name of the Lord in vain like that, okay?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the radio station, and I guess yesterday you were trying to sell a washer and dryer?
Yes.
And Maytag called us about that, and they said you're not allowed to sell washer and dryers because you're not a dealer. And you just have to throw them in the trash because they don't want people sell. Oh no, I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, their legal department contacted us and they don't want people selling them because then people won't buy new ones from the store.
Right.
So they said you just need to throw those in the dump.
Well, I'm not going to throw them in the dump, and they can contact me direct if that's a problem. They can buy them from me.
Well, we didn't give them your number. They wanted your number, but we're like, oh, we're not giving out personal information of our listeners.
So how would they even know that?
Well, because they listened to the show, I guess. Or someone reported you, or... I'm not sure, really. But no, they try to get your number. I'm like, oh, we're not giving out her number. Fuck you, motherfucker. That's what I said, right on the phone to him.
Who is this?
My name is Steve Dave from the radio station.
Steve what?
Steve Dave. Now, I was just letting your wife know that Maytag contacted us, the legal department. And they said you can't sell washers and dryers. You have to just throw them, you know, in the dump or on the side of the road or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. You can give out the number. That's fine. Because if they were listening, they should have heard the number, too.
Yeah, oh.
I
didn't think of that.
Yeah. If they want to call, that's fine. They're welcome to buy them.
Sounds like they have a bunch of idiots working over there at Maytag if they didn't even get your number.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now I feel stupid for saying fuck you, motherfucker, to them.
Yeah, well...
Silly me.
I don't believe he's saying that.
Yeah.
You don't what?
I would agree.
What'd she say? What's she accusing me of?
Hey, what?
What's that lady accusing me of?
I'm just...
She couldn't believe you were using the language.
Oh, no, it wasn't me saying it. I was just quoting myself from earlier. So it's like I was playing a recording from earlier, that's all. I wasn't really saying it. I was just saying that when they asked for the number, I'm like, you know, we don't give out listener phone numbers. Fuck you, motherfucker. And I flipped them off, too, even though they couldn't see it on the phone. I held up my middle finger.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to sell them anyway? Are you going to listen to Maytag? Or are you going to listen to...
No, we're going to keep on trying to sell them. I mean, that was the goal in mind, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope they don't come after you with all their lawyers and stuff.
They're welcome to come.
You don't want that.
They're our property, not theirs.
Yeah, but they're just saying they don't want people selling them because then they won't make money selling them in the store. They say you're ruining their business. You're destroying the economy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Donald Trump's behind him.
About that.
Yeah.
Yep. They
I'm not worried about them.
And they said Donald Trump's on their side, so you have to do what they say.
Well, I doubt that Donald Trump would buy off on that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll let you go.
Okay.
What you guys doing tonight?
Lots of the tournament.
What tournament?
The Big 12.
Oh, that one. That's boring. Oh, my God. That must be so boring.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from here in town. I just don't give a shit about the Big 12.
That's the best leg in the nation, so.
I guess. I'm going to go play on the internet. I'm going to go watch YouTube like a real man.
Yeah, have fun.
Thanks. You too. Give your wife kisses and hugs. Okay, nobody really wants to get mad at me today. I fully blame Metal for this. Or Meadle, whatever his name is. You know, I used to call him Metal, and I'm pretty sure that has to be right, because it's spelled M-E-D-D-L-E. But Laugh Track Matt kept calling him Meadle. I'm like, what the fuck, Matt? That doesn't even make any sense. But now I think everyone calls him Meadle. It's kind of like the thing where I kept calling Jiad. I kept calling him Jiad. Now everyone calls him Jiad, and it's all my fault. Sorry, Jiad. But anyway, it's Metal/Meadle's fault. Thanks a lot, Metal/Meadle. And as far as the test goes on these numbers, I'd say that one pretty much sucked. Those were not amazing calls, but you know, sometimes you just get a big list of people that aren't funny. If I go back maybe another day, it'll be hilarious. And apparently this thing is on till 9 in the morning. That's when it ends, because it's over there in the central time zone. So 9 in the morning Pacific time, my time, Roy, New Mexico time. Oh wait, no, Roy is only an hour behind them. That's an hour ahead of me. Whatever, I don't know. All I know is that all of these AM programs, they always do their things way too early in the morning. And every time I organize one, I have to get up at like 5 or 6 in the morning on a Saturday. Fuck that shit. What do you guys think, though? Should I do an entire full show of this idea, this premise? Just calling people from this huge radio station list that seems to get updated every single day, except Sundays. I just called all of the people from today. Most of them didn't answer, but a few of them did. What do you think? Let me know in whatever comments you can find, I guess. I don't know. The Hobosodes, they need comments, damn it.
My employee is not a robot, sir.